Good day to you all. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, here with your daily financial services news wrap on this beautiful Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. Leading the headlines today, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, issued a warning to Australia. They're calling for swift moves on budget repair and significant bolstering of business investment. Current data reveals a pendulum swing towards a considerable rise in welfare spending, while business investment witnesses a plunge, hitting the lowest levels we've experienced in over 40 years. This makes Australia one of the least performing countries in terms of investment among developed nations. Middle to upper middle income Australians, take heed. There will be changes on the horizon, and staying informed about government policies and economic indicators is key to steering towards economic stability and prosperity. These points were echoed by Gerard Minack, a seasoned global macro strategist, in a recent Morgan Stanley conference. Minack isn't sugarcoating it. He's aptly labeled Australia a stagnation nation, with flatlining real incomes and dropping per capita growth. He suggests active policy reforms to boost economic dynamism, including re-evaluating of tax incentives and modifying migration policies to attract highly skilled labor. Tax adjustments and energy policy changes to lower domestic gas prices are also on Minack's agenda. As incomes stagnate, financial management becomes crucial for all Australians. Switching gears now to an unfolding impact of climate change on the financial sector, Insurance Australia Group, or IAG, reported a worrying surge in home insurance costs due to the intensifying impacts of climate change. Frequent and severe weather events, particularly in the densely populated southern regions of the country, are major contributors to this trend. IAG is calling for better building standards and robust infrastructure to counteract these harsh climate patterns. It's a clarion call for insurers, the government, and communities to band together and devise sustainable strategies. On a more positive note, Suncorp, a prominent player among Australian insurers, announced an admirable 8% uptick in full-year cash earnings as of June 30, 2025, tallying to a whopping $1.49 billion. This good news comes alongside plans for a substantial share buyback program valued at up to $400 million. Tradespeople and small business owners can draw comfort from Suncorp's strong financial standing, but an eye on any changes to premiums is advisable. Keep tabs on new insurance offerings to ensure the best available coverage and cost efficiency. That wraps up today's daily financial services news. Stay informed, stay resilient, and make informed decisions about your finances. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, signing off. Find out more about us and what we offer at financialservicesonline.com.au. Goodbye until our next broadcast.